AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is threatening a 10% import tax starting in February on goods from 8 European nations, including the United Kingdom, because of their opposition to American control of Greenland. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says a trade war is in no one's interest.
The US remains a close ally on defense, on security, and on intelligence, on nuclear capability. We work very closely with the United States, and we must never lose sight of our national interest in that. But we must stand up for our values. We must be clear about the principles that we are applying here, and we'll continue to do so.
Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of NATO ally Denmark. Hackers have disrupted Iranian television-to-air footage supporting the exiled Crown Prince. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
The hackers' video, aired Sunday night in Iran, contained two clips of exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, then included footage of security forces and others in what appeared to be Iranian police uniforms, who claimed, without offering evidence, others had laid down their weapons and swore an oath of allegiance to the people. The semi-official Fars News Agency quoted a statement from the state broadcaster acknowledging that the signal in some areas of the country was momentarily disrupted by an unknown source. The move comes as the death toll in a crackdown by authorities that smothered demonstrations reached at least 3,900 people killed, activists say. They fear the number will grow far higher as information leaks out of the country, still gripped by the government's decision to shut down the internet. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Two high-speed trains collided in Spain after one of them went off the rails. Police say at least 39 people are dead. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. A decade after ending its longtime one-child policy, Chinese authorities are pushing a range of ideas and policies to encourage more births. New government data shows 2026 marks the fourth straight year of population decline. In sports, the future of college football's signature event remains cloudy ahead of today's championship game.
College football leaders have given every indication that they remain stuck in a year-long debate about expanding the playoffs from 12 teams to 16 or beyond. Commissioners and school presidents met on the eve of the college football playoff title game, facing a Friday deadline from ESPN to decide on changes. The Big Ten and SEC have different visions of where the playoffs should go. The SEC wants a 16-team playoff. The Big Ten wants 24. If they can't agree, the playoff will stay at 12 teams for next season. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.